Alberto Salazar is one of the greatest marathon runners in history. In New York in 1981, he posted a world record time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 13 seconds.
He's riding his arm!
He's got 30 seconds left for a world record performance!
He's gonna do it! He's gonna get it! He's gonna do it!
A new world record!
He's gonna do it!
Salazar won New York 3 straight times, Boston once, and he finished 15th in the 1984 Olympic Marathon in Los Angeles. Today, he coaches Olympic runners such as Dathan Ritzenhain. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock spoke with Salazar in Boston recently and started by asking him about the recent U.S. Olympic marathon trials race and the runners the U.S. will send to London in August.
I think the American chances going into London are very good. I think that this year we had 3 athletes that made the team that got a lot of experience running in major international marathons. And, you know, in the U.S., you know, our system is great in that you just got to perform on that day in the Olympic trials and top 3 going. It doesn't matter what you've done. Unfortunately, with that, sometimes we can have athletes that we know would have a great chance of doing well in the Olympics, but they just have a bad day or they've been a little injured or something like that. But this time, I think we are very fortunate that on both the men's and the women's team, that we have 3 athletes on both sides that are all very good, very experienced. Yeah, I'm very happy about the team we're sending.
One of the athletes you coach, I believe, Dathan Ritzenhain, finished 4th. Can you talk about some of the other athletes, well, including him, some of the other athletes, including Dathan, who you're coaching, and what their Olympic hopes are this year going into the track and field trials?
Yeah, one of my athletes, Dathan Ritzenhain, just missed making the team by 7 seconds, and so obviously that was very disappointing to him. But to be honest, I believe that Dathan's best event may be the 10,000 meters on the track anyways. Right now the path is clear cut for us. Dathan will be training with 2 other runners that I coach that are very good in the 10,000 meters. Galen Rupp, the American record holder. Mo Farah, who's a silver medalist in the 10K, gold medalist in the 5K last year in the World Championships. So Dathan's got 2 other guys that are already at that very high level in the 10,000, and I'm very confident that Dathan can run right with them, and so I think he's going to make our team.
Going back to the marathon, the race here in Boston last year, 2:03, how fast do you think the marathon can eventually be? Do you think it can go under 2 hours?
I don't believe that in our lifetime, you know, as the human body is right now, in the next 30 or 40 years, I don't see the marathon record going under 2 hours. I mean, the marathon record on a course that's a loop course where you're not going to get any sort of aid from a slight downhill like Boston or wind on a good day like we had last year, the world record is about 2:04. It was 2:08 30, 40 years ago. And so could it conceivably go another 3 or 4 minutes? Possibly. But I think that training has evolved so much in the last 30 years, and whether it's going to continue to evolve at that pace to allow runners to run that much faster, I don't know, possible. But I don't think in the near future, next 10 or 20 years.
Going back to what might happen in London, what kind of a time do you think someone will need to run in London to be on the podium winning at least some kind of medal?
I believe that in order to win a medal in the London Olympic Marathon, that a male is going to have to run about 2 hours and 6 minutes. And a female is probably going to have to run somewhere around 2:20 or 2:21. And the reason for that is that London is if the normal weather patterns hold out, at marathon time, it could be 60 degrees. I mean, the normal high at that point of the year in early August is about 64 degrees in London. So during the marathon, it could conceivably be below 60. And if you've got a marathon temperature below 60 degrees with the number of Kenyans and Ethiopians that are running, you know, in the 2:05 range, I think just 10 the other day ran 2:06 or under in Dubai. I mean, you got to count on the fact that there's going to be 5 or 6 athletes out there, at least from just those 2 countries, that have run 2:06 or faster. So, yeah, I believe it's going to take a 2:06 on the men's side and a 2:21 on the women's side.